This letter was written by Chandramaro Perkins after his first stroke in 2007, and we read it now as an expression of gratitude on behalf of his grandchildren. Dear Granddaddy and Grandmother, just in case what I told you last night ever seems fuzzy, I wanted you to have it in writing. Now you can remind yourself over and over again how special you are and what a difference you have made and continue to make in the world. Always, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the faith that you have passed down to me. It is because of the deep roots that have nurtured my faith over the years that it has not only survived many storms already in my life, but has triumphed. You taught my father as a child to believe and trust a living God who knows the number of hairs on his head. In turn, Daddy taught me about the one true God who hears every prayer I utter and desperately wants my devotion. It has been those facets of the Lord that I cling to in dark valleys. I want to thank you for being so steadfast in your faith. I have noticed and paid attention to the unwavering faithfulness of my family and have used it as a benchmark. You have also taught me that we all fall short many times, and it breaks my heart when I am weak against temptation. Thank you for also teaching me the value of true repentance. May God have mercy on me. I told you tonight that I'm not ready to say goodbye. That will be true for the rest of my life, I'm sure, selfish though it may be. But if God calls you out of this world, or decides that it's my turn to go, I want to be sure you know how grateful I am to be a Maro. I'm so proud of my family, my heritage. You have given me an honorable name, and I pray fervently to further honor our family by giving glory to God for any good works people should perceive in me. Thank you for teaching me the importance of family. Thank you for playing silly games with me when I was young. Thank you for correcting my mistakes and showing grace to me. Thank you for planting in me an appreciation for the world around me, for finding the awe in scenic vistas, for finding joy in animals, and for finding beauty in flowers and greenery. Thank you for showing me what it means to work for a living and not to expect things to be handed to me. Your work ethic will serve me and my family well. Thank you for teaching me that some things never change: God's word, faithful marriage, good parenting, and our responsibility as Christians in the world. All these things I promise to teach my children. I am so thankful that God allowed me time to tell you all of these things. I had a wonderful time with you these few days and deeply want to make visits more often. There's still much I need to learn from you, like how to find a ripe fig. I adore you, Chandra. Genesis 18, verse 19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him.